Good morning. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 21 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The clock keeps ticking toward a late Friday night government shutdown. The measure cooked up by House Speaker Mike Johnson failed miserably.
The measure hailed by President-elect Trump as a success didn't even earn a majority vote in the Republican-controlled House. It fell well short of the two-thirds vote it would have needed to swiftly pass. For the moment, there's no clear path forward for Speaker Mike Johnson. His bipartisan deal was blown up by Trump and Elon Musk. And Democrats, whose votes may be necessary, are insisting that negotiated package is the only measure they'll support as the shutdown deadline nears.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says federal prosecutors in his office are working out how separate cases and the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec will run parallel to each other, accused assassin Luigi Mangione back in New York City after waiving extradition. Amazon insisting a strike by Teamsters union workers has had no impact on deliveries. This is ABC News. Some law enforcement officers are getting closer to trial for their roles in the elementary school massacre in Uvalde, Texas.
Former school police chief in Uvalde, Texas, was not successful in having his indictment over the May 2022 school shooting thrown out. Instead, Pete Arredondo has been ordered to stand trial along with former school police officer Adrian Gonzalez, their tentative trial date set for October. Arredondo and his attorneys maintain that only the gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary was responsible. He and Gonzalez, the only law enforcement officers criminally charged, have both pleaded not guilty. Brian Clark, ABC News.
On Westford, Massachusetts' Narragansett Pond, Tiki, a 20-year-old black and white cat who likes to roam around outdoors despite being blind, fell off the ice and into the pond. A passerby alerted two nearby construction workers who jumped into a boat and rescued Tiki, who's now back home. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 28 with flurries possible this morning. Clouds giving way to some sunshine gradually. Breezy and cool. North to northwest winds at 8 to 17. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and brisk. A low of 5. Saturday, partly cloudy and cool. A high of 21. Saturday night, a few clouds and cold with a low of 8. Sunday, a high of 30, partly sunny and slightly warmer. A slight chance of light snow and mixed precipitation late overnight. Monday, 37, with a slight chance of freezing drizzle or sleet in the morning, and then mostly cloudy and warmer. Currently at the WRCO studios, 21 degrees. Yesterday, about 5.5 inches of snow. Right now in Richland Center, it is 21 degrees. Time to start the broadcast day officially.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rugged surrender. And the hope.
Christ was born.
John Barry, as we start the day in a positive way, sounds of the season right there. And before that, Leanne Rimes and our national anthem. Phil Nee with you down the old snowy trail today. Ooh, it's not nice out there yet. Yes, the main road's kind of slushy and sticky, and the side road's not so good. Hopefully that will improve as our commute goes on today. But snowfall yesterday to the tune of between 5 and 6 inches around our area. It just kept coming, and we were at the higher end of what was predicted. But the forecast really changed as the week went on because they were talking about a little bit in the afternoon, maybe a little bit more at night. Well, basically, it never stopped. I mean, in the overnight, we were still getting a few flurries here and there. And this morning, one of the issues was the blowing, too. So I'm sure in some of the ridges, that light powdery stuff has been blown around pretty well, causing for some issues as we start out the day here on a Friday.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These districts will be starting 2 hours late today. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, and Riverdale schools will all start 2 hours behind schedule. Those are the districts we've heard from early on this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the old White and the Milk Cow Show.
There's a white Christmas in my hometown. There the streets are snowy, shining bright. And the lights on all the Christmas trees are burning, for old Santa's sure to come this very night. There are jingle bells and Christmas carols singing by the children who are walking in the street. Folks are smiling and they're saying Merry Christmas, for there's joy in their hearts as they meet. Oh, the Christmas chimes are ringing in the tower. Jingle bells can be heard all around. Time for all to go and wait for Santa's coming, cause it's Merry Christmas here in my hometown. I can hear the reindeer in the distance. All the sleigh bells are ringing loud and clear. Little eyes are closed in their slumber. They are waiting for old Santa to appear. Oh, the Christmas chimes are ringing in the tower. Jingle bells can be heard all around. Time for all to go and wait for Santa's coming. All this Merry Christmas here in my hometown.
Happy holidays from Heather from the Creative Outlet, where special orders for craft supplies are available weekly.
Heaven on high, I hope you'll shake my hand.
On the Milk House Show, 517, 21 degrees with some light snow. Right now, winds around 5 miles per hour. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 9:30 until 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwok. Appointments are preferred by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. And Richland Center's Rotary Lights in the Park resume tonight through New Year's Eve. They were postponed last night because of the inclement weather, but we'll be open tonight from 6 to 6:50 for walkthroughs, 7 to 9 for drive-throughs. And also remember that Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on hand every Friday and Saturday.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
The Fraser Fur is here. Get yours now at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center before they're gone.
Quail Run is serving up something delicious. Sink your teeth into our dill pickle burger. Loaded with cheese, tangy dill pickle ranch, and served with a side of crispy deep-fried pickled chips. Got a sweet tooth? Treat yourself to our decadent dark chocolate peppermint cheesecake. It's the perfect holiday indulgence. And this week's special is Caribbean chicken with rice for a flavorful escape. Don't forget, Saturday is soup night. Warm up with a bowl of comfort. Quail Run, where every meal hits the spot.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
We'll be giving you another keyword that you can text in to win a little bit later on today. 2 hours late for these schools, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Ithaca, and Riverdale, all running and operating buses and classes 2 hours late today. Richland, Kickapoo, Ithaca, Riverdale, and then St. Mary and Eagle. So let's check some sports today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. There were actually a few games played last night. Most were canceled, especially in our immediate area. Girls basketball, Dubuque Hempstead defeated Platteville 71-56. Belmont over Judah 60-12. Boys basketball, Belmont over Benton 55-40. Holman topped Onalaska 75-68. Milwaukee guard Damian Lillard will sit out the Bucks game tonight at Cleveland because of a strained right calf. The Bucks released an injury report last night ruling out the seven-time All-NBA guard. Earlier in the day, Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo were selected to the NBA Cup All-Tournament team. Well, last night, Cameron Dicker of the Chargers made the first successful fair catch kick in the NFL since 1976. He connected from 57 yards right before halftime against the Broncos. Dicker and the Chargers took advantage of a seldom-used football play called for the fair catch kick, which allows a team that has just made a fair catch to try a free kick for 3 points. Only 5 NFL teams had previously tried the kick in the 21st century. Elsewhere in sports from last night, by the way, the Chargers beat Denver, if I didn't say, 34-27 in that Thursday night game. In the NBA, Washington 123, Charlotte 114, Oklahoma City over Orlando 105-99, Utah 126, Detroit 119, Chicago 117, Boston 108, Brooklyn 101, Toronto 94, Memphis 144, Golden State 93, Houston over New Orleans 133-113. In overtime, San Antonio beat Atlanta 133-126. Clippers 118, Dallas 95, Indiana 120, Phoenix 111, New York 133, Minnesota 107, Portland 126, Denver 124, and the Lakers over Sacramento 113-100. That's an update on Friday morning sports.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Hello, kids. It's time for the aerobic polka. We need it. Whew. Just take a break from all the snow shoveling.
Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. You may be sure to go rich and poor are welcome at Santa's door. You don't need a ticket to Santa Claus's party. A lot of toys for girls and boys and plenty of fun in store. A Christmas tree so high, it pokes right through the sky. And Santa will be there to call Merry Christmas to you all. Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. A cheery grin will get you in, so what are you waiting for? There's a baseball bat for Johnny and a talking down for Tell. And a mountain high of ice cream high where everyone eats his fill. There'll be rides on Santa's reindeer with the Christmas time patrol. If you're good, they'll stop at Santa's chapel up at the old North Pole. Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. A cheery grin will get you in, so what are you waiting for? It pokes right through the sky, and Santa will be there to call Merry Christmas to you all. Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. A lot of toys for girls and boys and plenty of fun in store. There's a baseball bat for Johnny and a talking down for Jill. And a mountain high of ice cream pie where everyone eats his fill. Then a ride from Santa's reindeer with a Christmas time patrol. If you're good, they'll stop at Santa's chapel up at the old North Pole. Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. A cheery grin will get you in, so what are you waiting for?
There you go. That was Steve Meisner in the band and the Santa Claus Party. Yeah, Santa Claus likes to do the polka too, I believe. It keeps you young.
Oh, don't you lose that light in your eyes. right. You're never too old to love. It's never too late to try. When somebody needs you, give them all you can give. When you're living to love and loving to live, stay young, keep your wheels in motion. You've got everything that you need. Stay young with your rock and rolling. All the best things in life are free. Like playing fool, just step out of line, break all the rules. Don't you let them tell you it's not for you. Don't go growing old before you're due. Stay young, keep your wheels in motion. You got everything.
Don Williams on the Light in the Milk House Show. Drive carefully. 28 degrees with flurries possible early this morning. Then clouds giving way to some sunshine gradually. And for tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Then it's going to get real cold. 5 for a low tomorrow morning. 21 Saturday and Sunday warmer, 30. And then upper 30s to near 40 as we get into Christmas week next week.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
2-hour delay is the rule of thumb today. The Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, will operate 2 hours late. Also, Kickapoo, Ithaca, Riverdale, and River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, will operate all buses and classes 2 hours late. Those are the latest announcements we have. Keep it tuned here. We'll update you as we get along through the morning today. It's currently 21 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Congress is under pressure to keep the government open, and the clock is running. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans aren't just new, they're revolutionary. With superior genetics, Z-Series soybeans deliver yield potential like you've never seen. Your best year starts with Pioneer. Congress is under pressure to keep the government open and extend the current farm bill after a bipartisan bill was squashed. Chairman of the House Ag Committee, G.T. Thompson, tells Brownfield the continuing resolution was very complex, which made getting support behind it more difficult.
I think going forward, what we will see is things will be broken out and it made more simple.
That continuing resolution included funding to help farmers who were hurt by natural disasters and the drop in farm economy. Thompson says that still needs to be included in any new measure. Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski says the proposed continuing resolution to fund the government, extend the farm bill, and bring disaster aid is stumbling.
I'm very concerned about the fact that an unelected billionaire like Elon Musk could basically dictate to my Republican colleagues to shut down a bipartisan agreement.
The Illinois Democrat tells Brownfield that Republican calls for a CR to now include debt ceiling increases are concerning. President-elect Donald Trump posted on social media Thursday that he endorsed a Republican plan that would avert a government shutdown, provide disaster and financial relief to farmers, and extend the farm bill for 1 year. The director of the Gardner Agricultural Policy Program at the University of Illinois says the ongoing debate around a farm bill extension and the need for financial aid to farmers is exposing an outdated ag support system. Jonathan Kappas tells Brownfield.
We spent all this time fighting over reference prices for a program that they tell you doesn't work. I agree. I mean, whatever is going on in the markets this fall won't be factored into a program for over a year. These policies, particularly something like PLC, is just not functioning.
He says the farm bill is set to be reauthorized every 5 years for a reason.
At least the underlying theory is that you reconsider the policies. And all we've seen in the last couple of years is this push for something like $40 billion of additional estimated payments. Payments in this reference price move. And again, that's not fixing the policy.
Kappas says budget reconciliation and expiring tax legislation will likely take up Congress's time next year, so he's not optimistic reevaluating farm bill programs will be a priority. The 2024 Water Resources Development Act, or WRDA, is on its way to the president's desk to be signed into law. Soy Transportation Coalition Executive Director Mike Steenhoek says last-minute passage by the Senate was a critical step in supporting the nation's ports and inland waterway system. He tells Brownfield the arguably more difficult step is appropriating the funds toward the projects identified through WRDA. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Christmas is just around the corner and a great present for your outdoor cook would be a grill. We carry Weber, Napoleon, Charbroil, Blackstone, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Also, we have the pellets, charcoal, and all the accessories for your cooking needs. Plus, buy two and get one free on wood chips, chunks, and cooking pellets. So stop in our Richland Center and Muscadet stores for these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cash cattle trade had more business develop Thursday, and cash hogs closed steady to higher. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with a Brownfield market update. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4 through 6. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Cash cattle country had some light trade reported in Nebraska and Kansas Thursday afternoon. Dress deals were at mostly 305, $2 higher than last week. Live business was marked at 191, steady on the week. Asking prices remain firm around 193 to 195 in the south and around 307 plus in the north. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steer calves 450 to 500 pounds are $8 to $10 lower, with heavier weights steady to $10 higher. The best test on heifer calves was at 500 to 599 pounds, mostly steady, with some instances up to $5 higher. USDA says there was very good demand for both yearlings and calves. Feeder supply included 59% steers, and 47% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Boxed beef was mixed at the close. Choice was up $5.85 at $3.2060. Select was down $1.44 at $2.8411. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head. Cash hogs close steady to higher. Processors haven't had to get too aggressive to move needed numbers. Heading into the end of the year, it wouldn't be a big surprise to see some pretty inconsistent and lackluster days of business. The export sales report from USDA showed a big drop-off in business last week, with net sales down 50% from the previous week and 52% from the prior four-week average. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 142, with a base range of $76.50 to $80. The weighted average was $79.45. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $52 and $51. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $32 to $44. Barrels and gilts were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. Pork values closed lower, down 20 cents at $96.15. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were down sharply ahead of the USDA's cattle on feed numbers out Friday afternoon. Lean hog futures were mixed, mostly lower on spread trade and technical selling. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition. Why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up, bouncing off the recent lows. January beans were 11 and a quarter higher at 963. March was up 13 and a quarter at 966 and a half. March corn was 3.5 higher at 440 and 3 quarters. May was up 2.5 at 446 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply ahead of Friday's on feed numbers. February live was 177 lower at 186.55, and April was down $1.87 at 188.60. January feeders were 252 lower at 254.47. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and profit taking. February lean was down 7 cents at 83.62. April was down 27 at 88.62. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
People get hurt on the farm, so why don't we talk about it? Find out today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There's a lot of accidents that happen on farms and in agriculture that does not get reported.
That's Sherry Saskowski, the safety manager at Wiffles Hybrids, a seed company in Geneseo, Illinois. Before taking her current job, Saskowski worked with Purdue University Extension in a safety role, plus earlier jobs in food production and processing. She says farmers are primarily self-employed and therefore not required by federal law to report on-the-job injuries.
There's probably some other reasons, some cultural reasons. There might be pride, maybe some fear of embarrassment. You know, the average farmer in the United States in 2022 is 58.1 years old, and farmers have a notoriously independent mindset. So they may be afraid that if they tell someone that they were injured, especially if they were in their older years, that they might have tasks taken away from them.
Saskowski says bringing the incidents of injuries out in the open may help prevent them in the future. And she adds, whether it's a farm or some other agricultural enterprise, it's good to have incentives in place for employees to report unsafe conditions. Good communication and a culture that promotes safety, she says, can lead to fewer injuries on the job. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Milk production dropped a little in November. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA says milk production in the 24 major producing states was down 0.8% from a year ago. The November production totaled 17.2 billion pounds. Nationwide production down 1% at 17.9 billion pounds. The number of milk cows in the U.S. totaled 9.37 million head, 20,000 more than a year ago, but down 5,000 from a month ago. Of that 9.37 million head, 8.9 million are in the 24 major dairy producing states. Milk production per cow down nationwide, 1,909 pounds each. That's 23 pounds per cow lower than a year ago. The 24 major dairy states were led by California with 1.7 million cows, followed by Wisconsin with 1.26 million cows, and Texas with 675,000 cows. Michigan continues to lead the milk per cow category with 2,330 pounds of milk per cow, followed by Texas. USDA says the dairy cow slaughter for November was 210,300 head. That's down 25,300 from October and 19,400 from last November. The year-to-date total is 2.5 million head, 350,400 under this time last year. The cash dairy prices were steady to lower Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, except for non-fat dry milk. Dry whey down a penny at 74, just one sale recorded at that price. 40-pound cheese blocks down a half cent at 185 and a half. Barrels down 2.5 cents at 176. Butter unchanged at 251. Non-fat dry milk up a quarter of a cent at 137 and a half, but no sales in any of those categories. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
The 2025 Dairy Strong Conference is returning to the KI Convention Center in Green Bay on January 15th and 16th. This is a must-attend event for everyone in dairy. It brings together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the industry's most significant issues today. Leading dairy's path forward, attendees have the chance to hear from inspiring speakers and experts on policy, sustainability, and the future of dairy. Don't miss out. Visit dairystrong.org to reserve your spot today. That's dairystrong.org.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Today's forecast is calling for a high of 28 with a few flurries early on this morning. Also tonight, clear to partly cloudy and brisk and a low of 5. Saturday, partly cloudy and cool and 21. And Sunday, 30. Looks like some warmer temperatures to start the week next week and 37 degrees possibly by Monday. Right now at WRCO Studios, our temperature is at 21 degrees after between 5 and 6 inches of snow. No, yesterday.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools are 2 hours late. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and Weston. All of those schools you just heard operating 2 hours behind schedule. That's how it stands. That's what we know today. It's 13 minutes away from the top of the hour, 6 o'clock. Here's Roseanne Cash.
Meyer Oil & LP sends warm holiday wishes to their incredible customers. Thank you for making this year a success. Here's to a joyful holiday season and a fantastic new year.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking.
Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white.
And I'll have a blah, 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 blue Christmas. There you go. It is 7 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Tony's weather is coming up, plus a look at that school announcement list as well. Basically, school announcements, the only new items that we have. And things are getting cleaned up. But certainly, it looks like it's going to be a little bit better commute. Especially commuting home tonight should be a little bit better. No heat wave today, but Tony has more about that coming up in just a bit. Happy holidays. We hope your Christmas is wrapped in love, tied with laughter, filled with joy. May the new year bring new beginnings, lasting memories, and all the blessings your heart desires. From our family to yours, wishing you a magical holiday season. From Wagner's Auto Service, Richland Electric Co-op, WCCU Credit Union, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and Gunderson Boscobel Area Healthcare.
Hello from the Creative Outlet, where we carry clothing brands that you love to wear, selling at resale prices.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invite you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invite you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the storm system, which brought about 4 to 6 inches of snow across much of southern Wisconsin, locally higher amounts, is starting to move away. Still a few patchy snow showers, but they'll be ending early this morning. Cool and dry air coming in will bring us a couple of quiet days. On the cold side, though, tomorrow into early Sunday, then we'll see milder temperatures quickly push back in heading into Christmas week with a south wind flow across the region. That could also bring us a couple of rounds of precipitation. The first chance would be late Sunday night, early Monday, with another chance coming in on Christmas Day and lasting through the end of the week. That would be primarily rain with the warmer temperatures in place. We might have quite a bit of fog as well, so things to keep track of if you have any travel plans. Here's that forecast now for today. Flurries possible early in the morning. Cloud cover giving way to some scattered sunshine gradually. Breezy and cool with highs in the upper 20s. North and northwest wind between 8 and 17. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and brisk with a low at 5 degrees. Light winds expected. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high near 21. Light wind becoming south to southeast around 5. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low at 8. Sunday, partly sunny and just slightly warmer, high near 30, south to southeast wind 5 to 15. There is a slight chance of light snow and mixed precipitation late Sunday night with a low of 26. Monday, a small chance of freezing drizzle or sleet in the morning. Mostly cloudy and warmer, high 37. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, low 25, high 37. Christmas Day, overcast skies, a 40% chance of light rain by midday. Fog possible. Low in the upper 20s with a high near 39 degrees. Thursday, cloudy and mild with areas of fog or scattered light rain. Low 32 with a high close to 40. Travel carefully out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Thank you, Tony. Well, currently in Richland Center, it is 21 degrees. Also, yesterday we picked up 5.5 to 6 inches of snow. 24 degrees was the high. Record high 62 set in 1988. Record low 21 below in 1963. Last year's high 43 and the low 23. Sunset will occur at 4:28 this afternoon. Sunrise time 7:30 coming up this morning. We have an east-northeast wind at 4 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.09. That is on the upswing this morning. And again, a dusting of snow. In Richland Center, our temperature is 21 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
The school's 2 hours late today. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and Weston, all 2 hours.